Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
How to quickly stream 6,000 songs on Spotify and a glimpse at Lord of the Pounce today on the Pub Songs Podcast. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint. Sláinte!
As I got home on Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside my door where my horse ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife!
Will you kindly tell to me who owns the horse outside my door where my horse ought to be? Why, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow, sure, I've never seen before." And as I got home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind my door where my coat ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife!
Will you kindly tell to me who owns the coat behind my door where my coat ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely blanket that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but buttons on a blanket, sure, I've never seen before." And as I got home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe beside my chair where my pipe ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife!
Will you kindly tell to me who owns the pipe beside my chair where my pipe ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle, sure, I've never seen before." And as I got home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my boots ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife!
Will you kindly tell to me who owns the boots beneath the bed where my boots ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That is two geranium pots me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but laces on geranium pots I've never seen before." And as I got home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed where my head ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife!
Will you kindly tell to me who owns the head upon the bed where my head ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely baby that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but whiskers on a baby, sure, I've never seen before. Except maybe on Gimli, but that's a side thing." As I got home on Saturday night, as drunk could be, I saw two hands upon her breasts where my hands ought to be. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife!
Will you kindly tell to me Who owns the hands upon your breast where mine hands ought to be? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lovely nightgown that me mother sent to me. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but fingers on a nightgown, sure, I've never seen before. And as I got home on Sunday night, as drunk as drunk could be, I saw a lad sneaking out the back, a quarter after 3. So I calls me wife and I says to her,
"Hey, wife!
Will you kindly tell to me who was the lad sneaking out the back, a quarter after 3? Ah, you drunk, you silly old fool, so drunk you cannot see. That's a lowly hobbit that's journeyed recently from Bree. I've traveled the world all over, 100 miles or more, but a sober hobbit awake at 3 I've never seen before."
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am a Celtic geek musician and your guide to honoring our past and adapting for our future. Today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners over on Patreon. Your generous pledge of $5 per month allows me to create music, podcasts, and my weekly video show, Coffee with the Celt Father. I hope you will come support the show. Head on over to markgunn.net and you can sign up. Now, if you have any comments or questions, you can chat in the pub. Send me a message. Let me know what you're doing while listening to this podcast. Send them to mark@markgunn.com. All right, we kicked off the show with Seven Drunken Nights in Hobbiton by the Brobdingnagian Bards. That's from our new CD, I Will Not Sing Along. We did a Kickstarter at the beginning of July, I guess it was, and it was a huge success. So much so that we are now fulfilling those orders. In fact, this week, or I guess last week as of the time recording this, I'm hopefully be done sending out all the rewards for the Kickstarter, or most of them. There might be a few that will be dangling. I know there's some people who asked to have some songs, specific songs written for them. And so, yeah, those might still be happening. But most of the stuff should be sent out by then, so stay tuned for that. We're going to start it off with a track from my album, Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. This is Lord of the Pounce.
I pounced in the morning when the world was begun. I pounced on the moon and the stars off for fun. I leaped down from heaven and I pounced on the earth. When I pounced my first mouse, I had my birth. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. I pounced on the papyrus of the Egyptians. They wouldn't play, so I stole their feather pens. I pounced on the fish caught by James and by John. They fed me fish, then the pounce went on. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. Against the lane, many people shook their head, said this feline was insane. I mean, nap after pouncing, do not think I am gone, for I just saw a rat, so the pounce goes on. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. We pounced on each of them. On the bedchamber floor I laid my carry on. Then I raced out the door and I pounced again. up high. I have 9 lives that will never, never die. I'll pounce on you though you bark at me. I am the lord of the pounce, said he.
Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he.
So back in 2000, 2001, 2002, somewhere around there, the Brobdingnagian Bards were on mp3.com, and one of the songs that was climbing to the top of the charts on the Celtic charts was a song called Lord of the Dance. Now, this is, of course, a hymn that was written by English songwriter Sidney Carter back in 1963, but the tune is from the American Shaker song Simple Gifts. And I'm told that I changed the melody a little bit when I went at it, but I wrote mine in around 2003, I think it was. Could have been possibly in 2004, but it was one of the very first songs that I ended up writing for my album, Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. And it was a very simple write, as you can imagine, because all I had to do was change the simple stuff. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. And then, of course, I added in the verses with a cat interacting with Jesus. So the lyrics, obviously, were super simple to write. It went on to become, you know, the most popular song from the album. Lots of people seem to really attach this tune. And it's very simple. I think when I was playing it, it was just basically 2 chords. I think there might have been other stuff added on, but basically 2 chords. Now, there is a tune at the end of the song, and that is called Where's the Cat? It was recorded by Heather Gilmer. She's the one who picked the tune. And let's see, we also had on vocals, background vocals, we had Ben Hamby, Blake McCaig, and Sarah Dynan all performing, as well as Ari Koinoma, who produced the album and the song. He played bass and guitar on it. Now, I was looking at some notes to figure out, you know, some of the origins of this song, and I came across, apparently, when I was recording, decided I wanted to write Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers, I asked for fans to submit lyrics, and cat-inspired lyrics. And Mother Pockets, Pam Owens, she sent me her own version of Lord of the Dance, and apparently that's where I picked it up. So I thought her Lord of the Pounce was easy to parody. I don't exactly remember the details of what she had sent me. Maybe it was just a title, but that's all I have of it, unfortunately. In my live journal, where all this stuff was posted, is no longer available. But as I was studying different lyrics for the song, I realized that there was a sort of this great circle of life story that could be told. Domesticated cats have been part of our human culture for centuries, so I decided to make this song tell the story of cats as part of the human experience and with heavenly beginnings. So I really love how it came out. I hope you did too. And let's get on with some more music. Next up is a group called The Double Clicks that are a favorite of my girls. The Double Clicks are, I think, based out of the North Pacific Northwest. And they are not a Celtic band at all. They are a geek band. I found them on the convention circuit, and they had some really inspiring music for women. And my girls fell in love with their music. I introduced them to the song Dimetrodon, and that my oldest, Kenzie, she absolutely loves dinosaurs. And so she heard it, and she started singing it. Next thing you know, and our what runs around everywhere singing, Dimetrodon, Dimetrodon, doesn't sing anything else, doesn't know any of the lyrics, just sings that one over and over again. But they both love it, and then I bought the whole album for them, and now they listen to it constantly. This is one of their favorites right now. And so when I was looking for songs for the show, I was like, well, obviously I need to put them on this podcast. So I was hoping they were going to be at Dragon Con this year, but it looks like maybe not, because they went to World Con last weekend, and that was in Dublin, Ireland. So I think they're doing a European tour right now. So in any case, here is the Double Clicks with Dimetrodon from their album, Dimetrodon.
When I wake up on the wrong side of the planet, and the creamer for my coffee has gone bad, and the people on the streets should really can it, 'cause I don't think they would like me when I'm mad. Down at the bottom, I have a secret trick. It's a thing to bring me up when I am low. It is simple, it's easy, and it's real quick. And it went extinct 200 million years ago. Dimetrodon, they ate sharks and were 10 feet long. Dimetrodon, it's a thought that I can count on. When my darkest thoughts have got a hold on me, I close my eyes and I remember all their giant teeth to shake off all the problems I have piled on. I picture the sailback giants of Dimetrodon. I am walking in a mall or in an airport, and I'm filling up with loneliness and fear. Like I'm not really a member of this species, and I don't think I am special, I'm just weird. When I am feeling this, one thing can make me smile. There are other folks who never quite fit in. They're kind of mammals, but they look like reptiles, and I bet that difference never bothered them. Dimetrodon, they ate sharks and were 10 feet long. Dimetrodon, it's a thought that I can count on. When my darkest thoughts have got a hold on me, I close my eyes and I remember all their giant teeth to shake off all the problems I have piled on. I picture the sailback giants of Dimetrodon. Be yourself. Count on your inner strength.
You want to know how to quickly stream 6,000 songs on Spotify so you can support my music or the music of any of these artists, the Double Clicks or other Brobdingnag and Bards or whomever? You want to know how to do it right now? Buy a shirt or a CD or something. It's interesting. There's a band out of, I think, New Zealand. And they put together a shirt, and they're giving it away for free as a design. And I showed it to Andrew. He liked it, but wanted to change it up a little bit, as Andrew often does. But the whole idea is that if you buy a CD or shirt. It's like getting 5,000 to 6,000 streams on streaming music. So people a lot of the times you go to the conventions and, you know, fewer people are buying CDs. That's just the way of life. Fewer people are buying CDs. And I'm fine with that. But, you know, as a musician, we're trying to find ways to monetize, to keep making money so we can support our art, so we can continue to create more music and entertainment for you. But that requires coming up with some sort of merch. And one of the things we put together is like t-shirts. And other thing is, of course, is CDs. Some people still listen to CDs. I've been trying to expand what I offer. So I have songbooks and what else? I got songbooks and coffee mugs. I have pint glass that you can get. All this stuff supports my music and allows you to an easy way to support my music, which is, again, it's like buying 6,000 streams. So obviously, you can go to our Bandcamp page and do the same thing. Just, you know, buy an album and set it up at $20, and it's like getting 5,000 to 6,000 streams over on Spotify. But it's a great way to support the artists that you love. So if there's music that you enjoy from this podcast, I hope you will consider supporting them. And like this band that's coming up next, this is Mickey Dam by Molly's Revenge from their album, The Western Shore.
I'm an honest Irish labourer, and I come from the County Clare. Once I had a farm there with nothing much to spare. So I had to sell me donkey and me little billy goat. And with the money I received, to Glasgow took the boat. In the morning when I landed there, before me hair got dry, I was working on the Mickey Dam in a town they call Mulgay. Now the ganger that I started with, they call him John the Mouse. And the very first day that I was there, at me he began to grouse. But I quickly surprised him when I said, "You little rat, I'll tie a string around your neck and I'll throw you to the cat. I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam." Now this roused the mouse's temper, and at me he made to jump. He said he'd paralyze me with the handle of a pump. But I quickly surprised him when I grabbed him by the throat. And I shook that ugly monkey till the tail fell off his coat. I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam. Now the big hotels we're stopping in, they call them navvy huts. And the bugs and fleas are in the beds as big as coconuts. And on Saturday night when I get rare, I stand behind the door. And as they come out one by one, I bash them to the floor. I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam. I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam. Thank you.
getting closer to the opening the doors for the Celtic invasion, origins of Celtic invasions, which is the Celtic invasion of the Veneto in Italy. So if you want to join me and a small group of people, this is going to be a brilliant, brilliant trip. And I'm really excited to share some of my home turf. See, in 1985, my mom moved to Italy, working with the American military base there and in the Veneto, Vicenza. And we had a great experience. And then the senior year of high school, I got to move there as well. It was a fascinating place. It was really exciting and interesting to see what it's like to be. I can't say that I felt like necessarily a minority, but when you don't speak a language, you know, it's a challenge, and you feel a little bit left out of a lot of things. I found myself when I get overstressed or whatnot, I like get really tired. So I'd go over to my stepdad's house and they'd be talking away. And all of a sudden I'm like wanting to go to sleep because I can't understand what's going on. And, over time things got better on that front. I learned to, you know, speak the language first off, and, also learned how to interact with different cultures, different groups of people, which I've often said is something that's really important. I still love that phrase from Mark Twain. Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it solely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's life. I like doing the voice too, because that's exactly how Mark Twain sounded. Nevertheless, it's going to be a brilliant experience. I've got some big plans for you. We're going to hit Venice, that alone is one of my favorite cities in the world. It's a lot of walking on that particular thing. Although we will be taking some boats around. Because it is a city of canals, you have buses that are boats, you have taxis that are boats, and of course you have gondolas, which are expensive, but we're going to take a ride anyways because I've been wanting to do one forever. So we will be riding gondolas on this trip too, I'm just saying. All right, next up is from my album Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. This is A Working in the Garden.
There's no finer place for me in all the world around than when I'm digging taters or planting in the ground, seeding in the springtime or harvesting in fall, tending vines in summer, the best times of them all. Yes, tending vines in summer, the best times of them all. I plant my corn and carrots, taters, herbs, and peas, sometimes watermelons and tomatoes if I please, and of course some mushrooms buried deep in bark, so they grow big and juicy hidden in the dark. Yes, they grow big and juicy hidden in the dark. There's nothing finer to me than working in the dirt, weeding, hoeing, planting until your muscles hurt. It's an honest labor, the finest one around. Yes, there is nothing better than digging in the ground. No, there is nothing better than digging in the ground. So come on down to visit, I'll cook you up a stew. And if you bring a coney, I'll add it in there too. Yes, if you bring a coney, I'll add it in there too.
Upcoming shows. Well, next weekend is Dragon Con, or this, well, Friday, I guess, is when it all starts. I have Firefly Drinking Songs planned for this event. And in fact, I have a little newsletter, not a newsletter, newspaper, I'm going to call it, a Firefly-inspired newspaper that I'm going to give away to people who are waiting in line for the Firefly Drinking Songs show. My inspiration is multifold. There is a comic in it too that started all about the comic strip. And it's illustrated. The comic strip is illustrated by my daughter, Kenzie. And it is a beautiful, she did an amazing job. Jennifer Haskell is putting together all the tech, the just making it look pretty. Jennifer is with R&R Trolls. They perform as trolls at Renaissance festivals, and they're fantastic. I'm go check them out if you make it to any festivals. I don't know where they're at. They also have a YouTube channel. Make sure you check that out as well. You can find them over on Patreon, apparently, so very cool. So go support them at patreon.com/rntar, and I will include show notes, put their link in their show notes. But in any case, she's putting that all together, but it's there'll be a little bit of news, stuff you can read, you know, while you're waiting in line, and maybe get a little smile from it. Also talks about the Spotify and 6,000, you know, 6,000 streams, which I think is really cool. Of course, the Broadway Nugget Bards have other shows there that weekend. We're going to be doing Hobbit Drinking Songs on Sunday night. You'll have to check the calendar at thebards.net for more details. September 21st, I'm at Pepper Place Farmers Market in Birmingham. And then the 27th and 28th, I am at the Brown Coat Ball in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mikey Mason will be joining me as well. We'll be doing a show out there. So if you want more Brown Coat music, come join us. Next up is Farsan from their self-titled album. This is Avishakuta Nadig. And I'm sure I mispronounced that, but I think I got close. So I hope you enjoy Farsan. I'm a kind of Connecticut. The Pub Songs podcast is listener supported. If you enjoy visiting the pub, please join the Gunrunners Club to get more podcasts, videos, bootleg concerts, and exclusive MP3s. Special, super special thanks to my newest patron, Bill M. He signed up last week, and I deeply appreciate it. I lost a few patrons recently, so any support I can get is greatly appreciated. Of course, if you enjoy the music in the show, there's lots of awesome artists here, and I hope you will support them. Buy their music and merch. Follow them on Spotify. Let them know how much you love what they're doing and tell a friend. Now, when I say follow them on Spotify, just because I talk about 6,000 streams buying a CD or shirt does not mean that I don't appreciate Spotify. In fact, I think it's one of the greatest tools for sharing music, for hearing music. Whenever I want to hear something, I can easily stream their music, but I can also buy it too, or support artists in other ways. And that's what I do. You know, like I said, I bought the DoubleClicks album, Dimetrodon, because I wanted to support their music, and I figured my girls would enjoy it, and of course they did. So, but it started with listening on Spotify. So, if you want to do the same, head on over to Spotify right now and follow them, or follow me, or follow Farson, or follow Molly's Revenge, whoever. Just support these artists. We're going to finish up the show from my album, How America Saved Irish Music. This is Jamie Hauser and me singing Streets of Laredo and Bard of Armagh. Thanks so much for listening. This is part two of 8 episodes next week. Yes, I will be back with more music next week. Talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Oh, listen to the tale of a poor Irish hunter. Scorn not the strains of his old withered hand. But remember these fingers, they once could move sharper to raise up the memory of his dear native land.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy wrapped up in white linen, all wrapped in white linen and cold as the clay.
Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly, play the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley and lay the sod o'er me,
for I'm a young cowboy and I know I must die
to honor the name of the bard of Armagh. At a fair or a wake, I could twist me shillelagh, or trip through a jig with me brogues bound with straw, and all the pretty colleens around me assembled, La Philum Brady, the bard of Armagh.
'Twas once in the saddle I used to go dashing, once in the saddle I used to go gay, first to the card house and then to the dram house, shot in chest and I'm dying today.
Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly, play the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley and lay the sod o'er me,
for I'm a young cowboy and I know I must die
to honor the name of the bard of Armagh. And when Sergeant Death with his cold arms embraced me, call me to sleep with sweet Erin Gobraw, by the side of my Kathleen, my young wife, oh, place me. Forget Philum Brady, the bard of Armagh.
Go fetch me some water, a cool drink of water, to cool my parched lips, the cowboy then said. Before I returned, his spirit had left him, gone to his maker, the cowboy was dead.
Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly, play the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley and lay the sod o'er me,
for I'm a young cowboy and I know I must die
to honor the name of the bard of Armagh.
Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly, play the death march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley and lay the sod on me,
for I'm a young cowboy and I know I must die
to honor the name of the bard of Armagh.
Thank you for listening. The Pub Songs podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, please support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their music, then share the show. Special thanks to all of my patrons in the Gunrunners Club. Would you like 5 of my MP3s for free, plus get regular updates of what's new? Subscribe to this podcast and my newsletter at pubsong.net.